We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Factor Fantasy, because we had a split decision today with more on the NFL. Nice enough to join us, NFL Network analyst, former scout for the Ravens, Browns, and Eagles, Chargers radio analyst, former quarterback, Appalachian State and Northeastern Louisiana, Daniel Jeremiah with us. Daniel, what do you think the NFL needs to do in order to convince players that that Roger Goodell video last week was sincere?
Well, I think you just continue to look at the actions, you know, and what goes forward. Everybody's been, it seems like everybody's really been trying to parcel out the words right now, and now it's time to see, you know, where the actions to back up the words. So I guess it was an announcement yesterday, I think, right, about the $250 million over the next 10 years are going to be invested, and, you know, we'll see what other actionable steps are taken along the way. I know we've had other moments where we've heard from everybody, and I just feel like this is just feels different to me. And I don't know if that's how you guys feel, but to me it just feels like there's more intensity, that this has more legs, and we're going to be able to see some of these things through.
I agree with you, Daniel, and I think the other actionable thing would be to give Colin Kaepernick a potential chance to come in and compete for a job. Looking at it strictly from a football standpoint, from where he was and where the expectations would be for a 33-year-old Cap in November, how viable is it for him to possibly land somewhere, at least as a backup?
Well, I think, look, he's missed a lot of time, so there's going to be a lot of rust there, naturally. So to me, I think it's if you can bring him in and get him a spot on your roster. I don't think he's going to be ready to play anytime soon, but I think you have the chance then to try and knock some of that rust off, and I think you know try and get through this year. It almost, to me, would almost take a year to try and get back into form. So you have to be patient. You know, you have to have a little bit of a longer term vision there for him. So yeah, I think without question you know, he's talent-wise would be a more than capable backup quarterback right now. I just think in terms of the time to get him on the field, I think he'd have to be pretty patient there.
Jeremiah, I'm with you. I'm in the same church, same pew. I think that it, more than that is just, from the last 4 years, giving what he would have been making, you know, the 15 to 20 million, whatever it is. And then if you want him to go out, go ahead, bring him in. But first, take care of that. If you give him the money, now if he goes out for the team, you know, if he doesn't make it, hey, he can go up and he'll be the one to, hey, release and say that, hey, I wasn't good enough. But, a question I wanted for you, you work with a lot of my buds, you know, we know each other, but what has been the biggest thing that you've seen far as just what has helped you with cultural difference, race issues, especially when you work with so many people of color, you've been able to, your friends with different individuals. How has that been incumbent to you for you to help others with some of these messages because you're so well astute in that space?
Well, Lo, I appreciate that. The big thing for me during this time is I've tried to take the time personally, and I think this is a personal thing. You know, I think you've got to be able to figure out what you need to learn and what you need to know, and you need to get that personal growth before you can then, enact some change outside of that. So I've called a bunch of friends, and I just want to hear their stories, you know, and I call, you know, buddies like Charles Davis, and he tells me about some of the, you know, the things that have happened to him in his lifetime that I would never imagine, you know, going through. I reach out to Bucky Brooks, who's my podcast partner, and we talk about things. And just hearing those stories, and I'll give you one example. Maybe you guys have all heard this. I had never heard this analogy before, but man, like it just made such perfect sense to me because you hear the, there's the Black Lives Matter, and then you hear people push back on that and say, oh, no, you know, all lives matter, and, you know, blue lives matter, and why do you single out Black Lives Matter? And I've heard this debate rage on, you know, forever. And when somebody gave me the analogy and just said, look, if you had 10 houses and one of the houses was on fire, the fire department doesn't come put out the fire on the other 9 houses because there's no need right now. So right now, our house is on fire, so we need this attention, and that's why you hear Black Lives Matter. I thought, you know what, that what a perfect visual image to explain to people, because, you know, I talk to people that give me pushback on that. Well, why would you say that when you could say, you know, all lives matter? And that, man, what a great example to give to them of why we're saying Black Lives Matter.
Daniel Jeremiah, nice enough to join us, NFL Network analyst. Daniel, how about George Kittle now? What do you think George Kittle is worth, and how much do you think he'll end up getting in his new deal from the Niners?
Well, I think he's going to destroy the tight end market. I think you throw that out the window. Forget those numbers. I mean, Austin Hooper is the highest paid tight end in the NFL right now, and that's not the number they're going to work off of because he just doesn't fall into that category. And I know some people were shocked, and I said, look, if, you know, between 15 and 20 million, I think I would guess it ends up closer to 20, you know, probably in that 18 million range. Because if you look at the two numbers, right, look at the offensive lineman numbers, I think that's 16 to 18 for the top guys. You look at the top receivers are 18 to 22. George is kind of like a unicorn who's a mixture of both those positions. And the numbers with him and without him are pretty startling. So, I got some pushback because I said, I think he's the most valuable 49er. And people say, oh, you can't say that. We've got this guy. We've got that guy. I said, I know, but you've got the depth on the defensive line. If you pull one of those guys out, you're still going to be okay, although they're great players, particularly with Nick. But you don't have anybody. There's nobody else in the league like George Kittle. He's one of one.
Is it because they run so much 21 personnel? I saw you do a breakdown on Twitter about the fastest teams in 11, and the 49ers weren't the fastest, they weren't the slowest, because they run so much two running back and one tight end. Is that what makes his import for this particular team even greater than it would be on the open market?
Yeah, I mean, because he dictates everything. You can't be right on defense when he's on the field. No matter how you try and match up with the run game or the pass game, you're wrong. And he just changes the match. So that's what makes him such a unique player. And then, look, he had on top of that, what are you? I think he's 26 years old. He's got high character. He's a leader on the football team. Like, there's some guys, when you do the deal, you're going to be like, man, you know what? We overpaid a little bit on this one, but we're okay with it for two reasons. Number one, 2 to 3 years from now, we're going to look back, and the other numbers are going to come in, and you won't feel as bad about the number. The other part of it is, look, if we're going to give somebody a little extra money, let's give it to a guy like this who's kind of everything that we're about. So that's why I think he's got, you know, it's hard to have leverage with the new CBA, but I think that George Kittle does have leverage here.
I'm with you, Jeremiah. My dibs and my other co-hosts, they laughed, you know, kind of thought I said between, you know, 13, 15. Unfortunately, I think it should be higher, but just because of the tight end, how they sometimes label positions, but mm-hmm. And that's still, you know, $5 million more than what the next tight end at $10 million. Let's talk about a guy that, you know, he's been around, seemed like he's like a cat. He's got 9 lives. Tommy Brady, what kind of success you think he's going to be able to have in that division? Do you see them as a playoff team? I know Winston throwing the interception. Tommy don't turn over the ball, but they got it. It's a pretty tough, stout little division over there.
Yeah, the division is really good. And to me, I think they're going to be a really good football team coming in the second half of the season. But this is a little bit like the 2011 season, and we had the lockout. And we went and looked at some of these numbers. There was only one team that made the postseason that wasn't at least 500 through the first quarter of the season. So you got to be at least 2-2 through the first 4 games. When you have a new quarterback adjusting to a new surrounding like you have there in Tampa, I think it's going to take a little while for them to find their groove. When you don't have an off season, there's no OTAs, you potentially even shrinking the preseason down, no joint practices, all those things. So to me, you just got to find a way to kind of survive that first quarter of the season. If they can do that, I think they're a team with Brady that's going to get better and better as the year goes along. And he is going to wear out their tight ends. We talk about, you know, teams moving more towards 12 personnel this year. It's kind of been the thought. And I know Bruce Arians said they're going to be in a lot of 12. I think you'll see them in some 13 as well. You're going to see tight ends all over the field, which is right up his alley.
Hey, Daniel, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, with the draft happening this week in baseball, we talked a lot about players we were wrong about. I know you as a former scout, is there anybody you're willing to share with us that one way or the other he was better, he was not as good as you thought the player was when you scouted them?
Yeah, I mean, I would say let's start with the best player in the National Football League and Pat Mahomes. I mean, he's the best player in the league. I did not see that coming. I thought he was a high-risk, high-reward. But even if you hit on the reward, I did not envision that he could be as good as he is. I mean, he was so gifted, you know, with his arm, but he was so raw coming out. And then for him to go to Andy Reid, and it was like a diamond that has been polished. And I mean, he's the best in the business. So yeah, if you're going to miss on one, why not just miss on the best player in the league? That looks good.
No big deal, Daniel. Just the best player in football. That's all.
Thanks for your time, Daniel. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. You guys be safe and we'll catch up soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.